Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators and managers.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Bromfin here with the Restaurant Boss. You guys know me as an author, speaker, chef, restaurant tour founder of the RestaurantBoss.com, ClickBacon.com, ScaleMyRestaurant.com, and soon to be the world famous book
video last week.
I highly suggest coming out soon, y'all. But I've got an awesome guest here today.
What are my thoughts
out of the weeds? I wish we had on camera, but like 2 minutes ago, he shows up late. He's like, "What's up? Let's go. We're ready to do this." I'm like, "I can't see you." He's like, "What are you talking about? The camera's pointing right at me." And then show him what you did, Will.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to not make sure I touch the keyboard. But here's so like I've had this laptop now for a couple months, and evidently I had never taken the sticker off of the camera. Shows you how much I use this laptop, right?
Shows you out. What'd you say?
Hey, everybody, Ryan, great
you are with technology.
You said I'm not supposed to be the guy that's creating the technology as well.
No, not at all.
So
listen, I have a question. I know y'all are in Texas. Y'all don't have dispensaries or guys or something. I mean, what do y'all do when y'all are out of the weeds in Texas?
Texas doesn't smoke weed, at least not legally. Texas smokes plenty of weed, but for some reason,
The
legislation here in Texas is like
they are very anti-pot, and it's weird.
They actually just brought it up again, and it got voted down. It'll happen eventually, but
so we're gonna skip that. But we are going to get very opinionated here.
So you're gonna. I've been rehearsing that joke since we started talking about this. I was like, Dave, I'm gonna get on and I'm making a joke about being out of the weeds.
People should be paid.
We're not gonna talk about barbecue.
It is a business owner's responsibility.
My Texas style barbecue. Will's got his Bama style barbecue. All I'm going to say is mayonnaise does not belong in barbecue sauce.
Basic needs for themselves and their family is just
you're right. It doesn't. Understand it's its own sauce. It's called Slam and Bama.
The definition of fair wage.
And yo, I'm going to send you a bomb.
Defined by someone
for your chicken.
Just don't waste your money. Send me the bomb. Just tell me how you make it, and I'll make a batch exactly how you make it.
Okay. Well, the problem is you won't have.
We don't have a choice in that matter. Sometimes.
What I do know
is that
so I'll
if
send you
we're not paying a fair wage,
to rub your
this is only successful because we're taking advantage of people or we're not paying them fair for the work they're putting in.
As much as I am loving this and I want to have this conversation, and I knew this was going to happen. Normally when we do this, Andrew on my team sends out an email with like five potential questions we're going to ask.
And if we're taking
that way people are prepared for when Andrew is like, what questions do you want to ask Will? I'm like, there aren't going to be any questions. I'm like, we're going to turn on the camera and we're just going to talk. But in all seriousness, I want the people who watch this to have as much fun as we're having. So I just want to quickly introduce Will. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name.
Cholowinski.
We just call him the Chub Father, as you can see.
And if you're an employee,
I don't even want to get paid in the Chub Rub or what the Chub Rub is for. I think it's multi-purpose. I know it's used on meat before smoking.
Because I think if you have an open mind,
but I'm afraid that you use it
more money. I'll be able to help you grow and understand what it takes to make money.
Anyways,
and why you.
In all seriousness, guys, this could potentially be a very powerful conversation.
There are a lot of trolls on the
yes,
internet,
we're going to have fun.
And I know this is a
Will was introduced
topic,
to me about 4 years ago. Will was not in a good place. I'll let Will tell you about that. And I just asked permission because I didn't know if Will was going to be okay with me sharing this. But Will did give me permission. I appreciate it. I think that just says something about the honesty and the true intentions of this man and how amazing he is. But Will was in such a bad place that a client of mine that I had flown out to Alabama and done some really great work with actually recommended me, but Will couldn't even afford to pay some of his bills, and so
I said,
"This guy
like, you don't understand.
Paid for Will to
you
work
can't
with me
teach
for four
me
or
that
five
stuff.
Months."
That's
and,
for other businesses, not
you
the
know,
restaurants.
That,
you don't
that meant
get it.
So
employees
much to
are
me.
Different. The restaurant business
it's the
is
first
different.
Time anything like that ever happened. And I think
and
I know I took the coaching with Will even more serious than I do anyone else. Because this was real. This wasn't just about a guy who was trying to open up a second or third or fourth restaurant, which I love those. And this wasn't just about a guy who's like, my restaurant could be doing better. This was life
and
death. I mean, maybe not that dramatic, but this was seriously about a guy
and
who was in trouble,
and
working
with clients
I want him to
kind
of tell you about what we did or how he pulled himself
so
out of the weeds,
an
and hopefully you guys can learn something here.
Here's
so, Chub Father, life is good now. We can laugh. We can have some fun, but 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think things were looking this good.
No, man, if they had a large amount of value, they should get paid. And it's crazy because you have a
That's how a business gets paid. As a coach, paper and people's eyes, if my software adds value, people will pay for it.
And we were successful to, business, to a degree. The more they we had awards and plaques and things
if
that effect.
If I stop adding value, I was miserable. They stop paying.
You know, I had gone through.
If I charge more and the value that a client feels they're getting isn't as high as what I'm charging, they will stop
and,
paying. It's that simple.
Theft from
I don't have contracts
people that I shouldn't have been in business with that I was in business with. And, you know, everybody.
I believe
so
that I continue to add value and they continue to pay me. And that keeps me on my toes. And that should keep business owners on their toes. On their
was
and
my conversations with myself in the mirror
you on your toes
and understanding
the more
that,
value
yo, listen,
you
a snake
add, the more you
is genetically engineered
what we need
to do
to
one
start
of two
thinking
things
about is that maybe
bite you
what we're doing
or strangle
your 5, 10, 20,
so if you lay down with a snake
ago,
and you get bit or you get strangled
especially for low wage
well there's earners. A good chance it's really
but
not the snake's fault because the snake did what the snake's supposed to do
more options
so step number one
so working in some
all
of your restaurants
mistakes.
With some of your rules for some of your wages
they're only mistakes
so some of the hours that
you
expect
you learn
and some of your working
yo,
conditions
I got a crazy
just
like the money I lost I got like
not what they
I don't know what's better than a Harvard business.
Now, if they're given the choice of working,
isn't there
for
something that's supposed to be more fancy and expensive
$15
than
an hour in your restaurant versus working
I,
in an?
I mean, like better than Harvard? I mean,
money,
Stanford, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, look, I don't know.
Hard knocks, if you ask me.
Yeah, man, I got a real expensive
because
freaking
the restaurant industry
education
has a reputation, and quite frankly,
about
many in the restaurant
the reality
industry, no matter
of doing
what
business
they pay,
with other people and depending on other people
well enough to attract
because I depended on other people to do other things.
We all have a part to play in this.
They didn't do such a good job,
servers who are making
but I took all that on my shoulders because
and are often
I let them strangle
me.
I let them
because
bite
they can't find
and it
more
just,
employees
it
right
weighed
now.
On
so
me
even at $600, $700
so heavy
dollars in a day of
because
work,
I was
they
a
are
failure.
Still quitting their jobs.
And I really
because
wasn't.
They are not,
you know,
happy
and
in their
and it's crazy because
I've spoken
I talked to you. I talked
that
about the
for
restaurant
more money,
boss to people a lot of times.
Get to their
and
new
it's,
job,
and
the
it's probably real untraditional
expected, and they
in a lot of ways.
Back to where they were before for less
ways
money.
That you helped me.
It's
because
not
for me,
about the money. It's more about
you know
the
we had some sales. You know
we
were doing
well.
But my confidence was crap.
Something needs to change.
I had no faith in me making the right decision. But
and
it was funny because. You know, I always have harebrains. I'm like freaking Red, Ed Norton, Ralph Crampton. I'm like, hey, Robbie Boy, let's go make some money, okay?
Yo, not a good employer, not a great employer.
I'm
the world's best employer.
Hustler,
and think about
I don't
that.
Go get
they
it.
They truly
I
are the world's
care.
Best employer. They are going to get
so,
more applications.
There were times where
I'd
be talking
to
Ryan.
And in order
and he's
for
like,
them
oh, you
to continue to provide
we
their services,
2 1-pound patties on a burger.
Great
and we gotta go to and then
so
we're gonna get 7 pounds of fish fries.
What does better look like for the restaurant?
We did like what did we do? We did a mashup like Thursday where we took two menu items.
Any of the videos
shouldn't go together and we put them together. We did secret words like. We did like just walk into the restaurant and say
do my best to go into some
and if you say pickle you get like a free order of french fries
and I'm just like
and I'm like Will how did it work
Will's like dude I'm standing I'm at the cashier
when I was a cook
some lady just walks up to me
I arrived at work
pickle
with a pit
and
I'm like it worked
a fear of being fired being
yo it's like that's how cougars flirt with you
and I was good at my job
in the 2020s they're like
they want some chub rub
still show up to work with that they still show up to work unsure if today is the day
oh,
they're
no, so there were times when I would talk to you
something that they
there, there were times
do.
When I would talk to
you I know that we don't
would
throw
say
things
to
at
me.
People anymore and
I'm
hopefully
so happy.
We don't
I
yell
I
at them anymore
it.
But the restaurant industry
and
is just going to people
will.
Up and spitting
like,
them out at a
this
rate
dude's
faster
crazy.
Than we can bring new
like,
people
he's
into
more
it.
Off
and
his damn rocker than I
what about them you may be a
what,
great
what it
boss.
Did,
your employees
honesty,
might be lazy. They don't show up on time. They don't want to work.
It
I
made me
stick
see
around. I promise I'm going to address this.
I wasn't.
But COVID gave many of your
that was
employees
okay.
a reason to look at
like,
other
I believed
and
in what I was doing.
Back. It's
I had just been taken off course by
home.
Some crazy
it's
shit
because
that
they left the industry and they don't want
and
to come back to it.
I didn't trust me anymore.
So better to
I didn't
me
believe
means creating
in me
an environment where certain team members
so yeah, it was some hard conversations, some real conversations. Some time in the mirror.
Place to get
so you know, I don't know if
work. That's what
like
this
I said, my story as it relates
on.
To what you normally
how do we
do
get back to that?
Is
we need to create better
average.
Systems. We need better systems so team members know
the thing that you did the most for me.
In your
and I tell people all the time, was
we need to do a better job of training, coaching, and developing them better.
That I didn't have to be
a career in your restaurant or the industry as a whole.
A 40-year-old,
just here for part
big ass kid.
We have
that
to do
to make
a better
cheeseburgers
of giving
with signs
them
that said, "Put a little chub in your cheese."
Them to work
you know?
That
and,
path of letting them know.
And the other side of that, though, is the guy that sponsors
what they're doing for you here today is helping
autism
them develop
nights
skills that will
with
help them later.
Lower,
good
you know, sensory nights with
good
low music and lower lights. So
do. We just
yeah, you could be the fun-loving, crazy,
no
wild-haired guy,
to
but
do something, then
you know, deep down inside is the teddy bear.
We
and
need
I think
to take the time to teach them how to do things properly.
I think people see
that,
and I think that's where. You know, you're,
just hairy, fairy
what you're doing right now is
here.
It's coming,
and
it's coming from a place of pure,
there are
genuine fun. We're just out here.
Do this very
restaurants
well
don't all need to be boring. They don't all need to be that. There is room for, in fact, that's what we preach is be
people
different, be unique, be fun.
I believe
do what other
people
aren't doing. If you sell
managed,
the same burger with the same bun, with the same frozen french fries, with the same cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and if your special sauce is the same as everyone else's special sauce, why is anyone going
to
buy your burger? Price, that's the only reason
why.
And so don't try to do that. Don't do the same. I work with so many pizzerias and Italian restaurants that do the same pizza as everyone else, the same Hawaiian pizza as everyone else. And when I talk to them about
developing,
make it different, do something fun. Let's make your own bacon or let's do this or let's just come up with all this new stuff. It's like, you know.
I
don't know, it's so much
below
work,
that
but
I have no
if you
idea
sell the same Hawaiian
you
pizza as Domino's and Papa John's
can say
and every other place in your area,
you
may think, oh, well, mine's just
you're
better.
You're doing it well and you're
you
doing it properly.
You
got to
be different.
You got to
be unique.
Lazy,
you
got to
stick
care
out from
but
the
even
crowd.
If that's true.
Yeah, man. You know,
do you think
I'll tell you the biggest secret to our success
the labor pool
is that I don't care about money.
One day return to people
I mean,
who
I,
show up
I clearly,
and stay late
I need it
for low wages
to
this
take care of my family, and I need to be able
in
to take care of my employees.
You can accept it and adapt
but
to this.
As it relates to my bottom line,
wishing for things to get better, you can keep.
I'm trying to get to a point where we can
different
feed a million people three times a day, 365 days
a
year, at no expense to the federal government.
Just not a very good one.
In
addition, you know, to better systems
I am successful
training, we need to look at our restaurant
because the God
business
I serve
companies like
In-N-Out understands
way
that I am
above
a channel
minimum wage
and not a resident.
Even above
the
California minimum wage of $15 an hour,
they don't
and
stop
they make
with
a ton of
I'm
money
also a person
doing it
who
there are
you know,
examples like
you can spend all the time you want
visit,
at the doctor,
and many
eating
of my
vitamins,
do
getting
the
this
same
treatment, getting that treatment, we've taking this course, taking that course. Yo, listen,
model and their
the idea
not just
is not
but also of
to add
people
days to your life,
we've
baby.
To
the
get
idea
them into a
is
place
to add
where they
life
can expect
to your days
more and
because you
more
never
out
know
of their team while paying
when,
them more for their efforts.
When your number's getting cut,
you might need to simplify
and you're going
your menu
wherever it is
you might
that
need
you
to close your dining room. You,
you
might
know,
need to
you
focus on delivery
so
only.
My business
you
really
might
isn't
need to
about
completely
it's
change
about
your concept. You might need to
and,
relocate.
And feeding the people.
You might
so
need to rework your recipes
feed
and how
the
you cook your
that's
food.
What
you might need to look at
always been
equipment.
And
there are a number of things that you might need to do that we haven't even thought of here.
This new tattoo I got not too long ago. The
but
Sunday that I
had
found out that we had donated our
on
first 5,000
meals. On top of the world
meals,
10 years ago.
The gospel at church was the multiplication of the loaves and the fish to feed the 5,000.
When was the last
so
time
I knew that on the other side of my arm,
imagine you were
I had
a Blockbuster
to have
video owner
the
or shareholder
the fish
in Blockbuster.
So when I put them up together,
everybody rented videos from Blockbuster. They were all over the place. It's what
it
we did when
state
I was in high school. We went
and,
to Blockbuster for 3 hours.
I would encourage.
We rented a couple of movies.
Yo, listen.
And we paid a ridiculous price
people
to do
me
it.
I've tried to get other business
about,
owners
Blockbuster
to
respond.
Participate in our Feed the People initiative, and they won't.
When was
do
the last
it
time you took your
because
spouse on a date?
They don't want to give away a drink
to a dinner
because
show
a drink
a
is the highest
live
margin
band,
item
dance
in their restaurant.
A maitre d'
yo,
wearing
guess
a
what
tuxedo.
Not only do I
but
write
the
off the drinks
50s,
that I give away,
what you did
but I write off
night
all the cans that get donated
things
to me.
Change your restaurant may have worked 10 years ago, 20 years
for
ago
for the drink.
But when I get the call from people
you
that
can't
say,
be short-sighted.
"Hey, my restaurant
we
used
have
to be
listen
really
you don't
want to
pay as much in taxes.
Anymore.
You don't
want to
do
question
all these things. You don't
want
to have
changed
to pay for this program and that program
and
this that and the other.
Much,
don't.
They're confused.
Take care of people your damn self.
The world changed and they did it.
And the federal government won't require you
to do it. Than we are.
And
don't start
if we can get back to taking care of each other, then they'll generally just have to leave us the hell alone.
In for a world
because they won't have control anymore.
I see it all the time.
I'm just saying.
I knew this was going to be fun.
Exceeding your guest expectations on every visit. You
forget
about
even just the money, the tax write-offs of all of that. It's that I know that's great, and I know that's not why you do it. But we've got to have something that moves us, something that is bigger than us. Like
you will,
I'm finding myself in the last couple of months really needing to reattach to my mission.
On the
because
same bun,
when I started consulting,
everybody
it was not
in a restaurant
for any other reason than
the
I had opportunities to be a chef. I could have been a chef anywhere I wanted. Yeah, the restaurant partnership I was in had blown up in a blaze of glory and I needed a job, but I would have found a job at any five-star hotel. I could have been a chef at nearly any restaurant, but I had a mission. I needed to serve this industry because I was sick and tired of the way that I was treated as an employee in the restaurant business. I hated what I saw when I was working in independent restaurants. I hated that people only looked at the restaurant industry as a job to get to the next job. It was, oh, I've got goals. I just need this job now. Now, and I got other things to work on.
Give them
why aren't people
service,
coming? No one,
food.
No
give
one goes to an accounting firm and says, I'm just going to be an accountant for a few years while I do
door.
The rest. But
you
could make so much money.
Prices,
you could live such a good life in this industry. And so for me, again, it's about attaching back to my
fairly.
Mission.
Not overpay.
I believe in the independent restaurant owner. I believe in the staff, the team that works for the independent restaurant owner. I believe in the independent restaurant industry, but things need to change because, quite frankly, the corporates are kicking our butts right now. And the corporates are kicking our butts because they've just figured out some of the things that we haven't yet. Now that's my mission. I want the independent restaurant to operate as well as the corporate. I want the independent restaurant owner to be able to take weekends off, to be able to go on vacation, to be able to provide for their family. I want the staff, the team that works for the independent restaurant to want to grow up in the restaurant business, to want to grow and open up their own place or open up more restaurants. And so what's your mission? You know,
you'll feed the people, man. It's right there. You'll open as many locations as you
can. Am I right? Is it feed the people? Is that your mission? So what's your mission out there in the restaurant business? Why does your restaurant exist? If your restaurant only exists because of a bottom line, if you're not in some way community and employee focused, that might be one of the reasons why you're having a hard time finding staff right now, because people want to attach to a mission
that you feel they deserve to live that.
If your restaurant isn't about giving back somehow to the community, about making your community a better place than it was yesterday, or doing whatever it is that you believe in that you do, but
challenges.
I love what you just said here. Stop adding days to your life. Start adding life to your days.
On Mars.
Yeah, man.
One of the best ways we do that is let's give a little bit more.
What makes it hard is doing 100 easy things.
People out there in internet TV land,
good at the easy things.
This dude right here.
Expectations. Be kind to others. Manage systems. Develop your people and you will be just fine.
Be able to cash a paycheck.
So instead of worrying about raising your prices or adding a service fee, ask yourself if your business model is still what your guests want. Ask yourself if your business model is still even viable.
From a job that I went to,
what they want and give them 80-90
hours
more. That's all. That's all it takes in business. Just find out what your guests want and give them a little bit more. Make it a little easier for them. Make it a little faster.
Helped me get back to
make it a little better for them. And they
a lot of what he did was help me understand how important it is for me to be take care of me.
Lines will be out the door. You'll be able to.
And it was okay.
Plenty of staff members applying
to take care of.
Not because you pay well, but because you pay well.
Hit this dude up, man. It's.
If you need
help with
anything,
it's not just
video. We've launched,
you know, yeah, he's got some fancy ideas about menu items and specials and all this other kind of stuff.
And access
but
to a private group with weekly
it's
calls
so important
at a very
to be able to talk with somebody who understands us restaurant
the
cats.
Best training for the restaurant
we're
industry
different.
And we believe that we will continue to create better, better
you know what I'm saying we don't think like part of the reason why
industry.
I liked you so
if
much
you're
cause I was
on
like yo
mission as
this
I am,
some
bitch
is crazy
the restaurant industry is a great place
it's rare
you want to provide
crazy about life crazy about systems crazy about processes you know what I'm crazy about like I said earlier I am just absolutely crazy about
great systems
and right now more than ever
sure marketing
we've got to start taking better care of our teams
all the marketing
got got to start taking better care of our team members, of the people who live in our community and work in our restaurant. This industry is suffering right now.
Or you can find us.
And I'm just curious, Will, are you having the same challenges? Do you have trouble finding staff right now?
Come on, guys. Come with me on this.
That was not staged. I know this video. I did not know the answer to that question. I went out on a limb to ask that.
Could I have more people?
Of course.
And it drafted into or morphed into this video about improving.
Next opportunity. But you know what? I lost a grand total of three people
product to our guests
during and if we the virus treat our between team the two restaurants. Well,
and if we train them and coach
one of them,
and develop them,
left
and if we exceed
for money.
All of our guests' expectations.
One of them, which I'm not knocking that hustle. One of them left for money.
Members' expectations.
One of them left because they were the primary caregiver of their elderly parents.
The business is.
And one of them left because the breadwinner in his house, his wife,
that's fine. That's
was
a
ER
coach makes it easier, faster, smoother.
She just shortens the clearly made no sense for him to come to work every day.
And a restaurant closure risk.
But you know, people say, "Oh, look, I can't afford insurance. I can't for my staff. I can't." Boom.
New membership.
You don't
want to
give your
program so you can
afford. You can afford it, yo. Listen, if you're at the point
the best
in your business where you feel like you have to.
My name
cut
is
costs,
Ryan Gronfman
cut
and
costs,
I help
cut
restaurant
costs, cut costs.
Scale.
Guess what? You're already out of business.
Systems you're in the debt. It's the spiral of death.
Value,
I call it the quality spiral.
Scale.
You are already out of business. Just go ahead, lock the door, and go home.
Absolutely,
because now
day.
Is not the time. If you're struggling,
you another great video
cutting
just
costs
like this next week.
Ain't going to make you money. What's the man say? Increase your activity. 10 times that. You know, you got to dig down and find and do. It's the only way. It's the only way that you'll succeed. You ain't making no money by saving money. That don't make money. You need to increase your revenue, increase your activity, hire the people, go find stuff for them to do. Listen, I did something as simple several years back as I went to a cash discount program with my credit card processing. So I no longer pay for credit card processing. I charge a 3.61% fee to run a credit card. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I can't do that. My customers will be so pissed off. Guess what I did? Instead of taking that money and putting it in my pocket, I used those savings to pay for health insurance for my staff. My insurance guy, and all you business owners, check this out. It's Philadelphia American Independent Insurance Company or some shit like that.
They'll send me the link and you'll send me a contact and we'll put it below the video.
I spend the average cost for my staff, full coverage, is about $110 a month. They get $250,000 a year worth of medical coverage. Hospitalization, vision, dental, hearing, whatever the case may be. There's no copays. There's no deductibles. Now you got to be in the network, and there is better insurance. But yo, if I spend a week in the hospital, I'm gonna pay $1,500 out of pocket. Me, my wife, and my kids, $600 a month. And like I said, it's not Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not, but it's reliable health insurance that you can offer as part of an incentive package. Because what's the difference between you? I mean, hell, McDonald's is paying $15 an hour right now. So what's the difference between your joint and McDonald's? What separates you? You have to do something.
And the argument can be made that in many ways, a lot of people might rather work at McDonald's where the systems, the processes, the procedures, you know, it may not be the most glamorous job, but on the other hand, you show up, you clock in, you do your work, they've got training, they've got the options, the medical, all that other stuff. I mean, I was doing a podcast yesterday with someone. We were talking about the same thing. Of course, someone rang my doorbell, the dog started barking while we were doing it live. But the point is, it was a guy delivering a package it was an eBay package that I ordered. So I don't know if he was delivering for FedEx or who he was delivering for, but it was in his own car. It was Postal Service. He was in his own car, like busting Beats by Dre headphones, bouncing around, listening to music, having a good old time. That guy probably, I'm assuming, and maybe I'm assuming wrong, but his options were, you know, working in a restaurant or doing that or a couple of other things. Why would he want to work in a restaurant in the way that a lot of us treat our restaurant staff?
when he could be in his car listening to his music, getting insurance probably, working his own hours. So things need to change in the restaurant business. We got to start taking care of our teams better. We got to start paying a little bit more, dare I say. Now, to your point, and again, this I had no idea where this conversation was going to go, and I'm enjoying it, but many people are going to say, well, I can't pay, like what you said, I can't pay more.
You can't.
They're going to want to raise prices, or they're going to want to cut expenses somewhere else. But the reality is, I think we also have to start looking at our business models. I'm curious what you think. We just got to start looking at everything. We got to start looking at, it's not a matter of can I pay more. It's a matter of I must pay more. Now, what do I have to do to support that?
Right. You know, and it's, and listen, if you're one of those people in the restaurant, that's tired of being in the restaurant and wants to go do something else, yo, go do it for your damn self. Being a boss and an owner is like the hardest ever. But it's more worth it than, hey man, I'm trying, can't you see I'm on live TV right here? Y'all all yin yang and yip 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 and get out. Stop trying to hog my camera.
He's hiding now. Don't hide, man.
These two skinny to hide. He can hide anywhere in this place. He can fit
in the door jam between the refrigerator and the wall. Not you and I.
But no, man. Look, you got to think outside of the box. You've got to find ways to. Yo, I bought and sold food trucks during the pandemic. I bought and sold restaurant equipment. If there was a hustle, I found it. You know, you can't be, people see fail, I see tried. And it really is a matter of this space. You and I are both love the game of golf. The hardest thing about golf, I know, is the 6 inches between your ears. Right, the here. Most difficult thing
right in here.
Is this area right here.
And so
it's different than the restaurant business.
Let's go down that road for a minute. Why is that the hardest part about golf?
Because you get in your own head.
But why?
Because you overthink things.
Because you can't blame anyone or anything.
No, it's on you.
It's you. It's you against the course. The ball.
Except for one time I did have a dude throw a water moccasin out of
the okay, well, if you throw a water moccasin at me, I'm gonna mess you up. Let's just leave
I
it
took
at
a drop
if you
I
don't know what a water moccasin is, they're a southern thing. They are nasty, aggressive, highly poisonous, just nasty snakes. I mean,
this dude was just prodding a water moccasin with his 8-iron.
These are aggressive snakes. Like rattlesnakes, like if you step on a rattlesnake, it'll bite you. But rattlesnakes aren't aggressive. They just sit there. They wave their tail. They tell you, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. If you walk within 5 feet of a moccasin, that guy will strike. They are nasty, mean snakes. The only thing I'm afraid of in the world, really, is water moccasins on my golf course.
I hate snakes in general.
Oh, I hate all snakes. But there was a snake on the golf course. We had a rat snake, which is like a rattlesnake without a rattle. They're not poisonous. The other day, we were playing. Not that wasn't being mean to it, but like we picked it up with our 8-iron. We were having fun with it because they don't care. I'm not afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of water moccasins. But anyways, here's my thoughts on this. So this is awesome. This is going long. I don't care. This is great. It's the 6 inches between your head and golf that's the hardest thing in the world because you can't blame anyone else. The ball is standing still. The grass is right in front of you. The wind is blowing and you can feel it. Nothing moves in golf except for you. You can't blame anyone else. There's no pitcher that you could blame. There's no teammate that you can blame. There's no goalie that you can blame. There's nothing. It's quiet. It's concentration, it's you. So when you don't hit a good shot, in my opinion, this is why it's so hard. I played in a tournament over the weekend, and it's like, why am I freaking out over 3- and 4-foot putts? Because you're expected to make them, and when you don't, you have no excuse. You can't blame someone or something. It falls on you, and there's a little bit of embarrassment when you miss a 4-foot birdie putt that you should have made,
And so we put the pressure on ourselves that we have to make it. But in business sometimes, or in life sometimes, when something doesn't go well, we can blame someone else. So we don't feel as much pressure. We don't feel the need to grind it, to make it, to force it to happen, to will it to happen, to put in the extra hours. Because if something goes wrong, I'll just, well, costs are going up and employees want too much and the pandemic and this and that. But when you get rid of all those excuses, when you take like what Jocko in the book, Extreme Ownership, I think the Navy SEAL, when you call extreme ownership where everything is your fault, when you take that on to that level of, it doesn't matter what's going on in this world, it's how I respond to it. You add a little bit more pressure to yourself to succeed and you work a little harder.
Absolutely. You know, and there's so many, there is so much to that golf analogy, brother, because you're right. The ball does sit still.
It's still. Almost no other sport is the ball just sitting there on a tee with an unlimited amount of time for you to hit it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also there's never – your golf shot is never the same twice. You have to take everything that's around you into consideration to make that decision. If the ball is below your feet, you got to aim right. If the ball is above your feet, you got to aim left. You have to compensate for the things that aren't natural that are happening around you. And guess what? At the end of the day, it's still on you. How you prepare, how you trained, your process, your procedures, all of those things make a difference because those things are going to give you the ability. The lie of your ball in business may not always be perfect, but proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. That's five P's if you're counting.
So since I got you here, Will, let's wrap up here. But we've got someone who actually wrote a question here a few minutes ago. I've been in the restaurant industry for 20 years, doing everything under the sun from serving, bartending, dishwashing, cooking, managing. I recently bought a food truck, looking to open really soon. Any advice? I don't know if the advice that they're asking for is necessarily food truck, but just any advice at all. What do you got?
Do it. Put yourself.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, man, do it. Put yourself 100% into it and go for it. Period. No, you are going, listen, accept the fact that you are going to fail miserably sometimes. It's just part of it, you know, but figure out what's going to separate you. Just like the restaurant boss said on numerous occasions, figure out what's going to separate your food truck from everybody else's food truck. And don't be afraid to be different, except that you're not the same. And then celebrate the fact that you're different. God, I'm like a freaking philosophizer. You should have me on more often.
Philosophizer, Brandon. We need a podcast, man.
Let's do it. You know, I do a show on Saturdays. Well, we're getting ready to go back on the air. I have a show on Saturdays.
I got to get on your radio show.
Breaking Bread with AJ and the Chubb Father.
Brandon said, dig the energy and the hustle, Chubb Father.
Yeah, man.
So, Ebony, I'm going to just add on here really quick. And for anyone else who's watching this in the future, because this is going to live in the internet sphere on the Google forever. You know, I agree with everything Will said. And I would just say is just every day ask yourself, what could you have done better? You can't blame anyone else for anything. You're going to have days that are bad. You're going to have days that are good. You're going to have days where your team shows up. You're going to have days where your team doesn't. You're going to have a person who complains. You're going to have an issue, a staff member who does something wrong that you've shown them how to do it 30 times in the past. But as long as you go to sleep every night asking yourself a couple of questions, which is, what did I do to contribute to that? And what can I do better tomorrow? Every day I go to sleep and I ask myself those two questions. When I look at, I find one thing in my day that I didn't like how it came out. And I ask myself before I go to sleep, how did I contribute to the outcome? No matter who I want to blame or no matter what I want to blame, at the end of the day, I had control of the outcome. How did I contribute to the outcome? And how am I going to make sure that I do that better next time? And I think as long as you are always doing that, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a month, maybe not in 6 months, maybe not in 6 years, but your day will come. Listen. There is only so much better you can get before all the success that you've ever dreamed of shows up.
If you really need to hire some people, consider two things. I've done both. I have a very good relationship with the work release program at my local jail. I don't hire violent offenders and things of that effect, but people who just need a second chance, listen, follow me. You can only give them minimum wage. They have a ride to work. They have a ride home. The only way they can't come to work is if they have a doctor's excuse from the doctor at the infirmary. Okay, so you have a captive audience of people who just want to be able to stand outside and smoke a cigarette on their break and not be watched with a gun. Secondly, there are places in your area. For us, it's called the ARC. I have several places. I have several people on my staff that have various degrees of special needs. One guy has been with me now almost 5 years, and he touches every single burger patty that walks out this place. He said he would never live on his own. He would never drive. He would never do all these things. He makes almost $12 an hour now, and the dude has smashed. I think we figured out the other day the dude has smashed like 320,000 burgers at this point between two plates. Old school. That's how we do it. So yeah, man. Ryan, thank you for helping me help me. You know what I'm saying? That's real spit. That's a whole lot of what you did for me was to just help me bring all this beautiful, luscious, boisterous, just like when I just stare in the camera, like, I know I'm just making chicks crazy. Yeah, baby. All that, man.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what
to do. You have always been amazing. I'm so glad we stay in touch. I can't wait to give you a big hug one day.
Yeah, man.
We've never been in the same room together, and I just can't wait.
Never. And we got to play. Listen, you're doing a lot better than I am. You should fly me to Texas, you cheap bastard.
I don't know, man. You told me about something you did, some catering job you did. You made plenty of money on that catering job.
Hey, look. Brian Denny Stadium just called me. If y'all don't know about college football, I live in Alabama, and people are crazy about Alabama football. Listen, you talk about process and systems. Nick Saban is the GOAT.
Did you watch? So this is awesome. Did you watch that thing that it was about a year ago, maybe, that Nick Saban and Bill Belichick did together?
Yeah.
And I can't remember. There was a couple of lines in there that were just mind-blowing to me. Something about, like, Bill Belichick was, like, it was something about, I did a video about it. I got to go back to it. I want to watch it again. But you talk about forget about whether you like the Patriots or whether you're a UT fan. Forget about any of that.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Everybody knows the Patriots are a bunch of cheaters.
Everyone knows the Patriots are a bunch of cheaters. And even if you hate Alabama football, you have maybe two of the winningest, top five winningest coaches at the highest levels of any sport ever, who worked with each other at some point, worked under each other at some point, who have kind of branched off and done their own things but the same way. But exactly what Will said, systems, processes, procedures. There is a method for everything. There is an expectation. It was such a great, great series. I don't remember what it's called, but just Google Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, HBO or something.
And I know that you got to go, but I'm going to tell you this one more thing. So Alabama called me. Three times I turned them down because it wasn't a smart decision. Every opportunity isn't a smart decision. There are people who said that I should have jumped the very first time that they called. It's very important in this business to understand your worth and your value. And if you're not willing to stand up for yourself as an independent restaurateur and say, this is my value, you'll never get it. Because if you just bend and you give and you take less than what you're worth, you will spend the rest of your life, damn the rest of your career, you will spend the rest of your life trying to achieve the value that you had in you from the jump. You have to know your worth. And stand by that, man. The cat that was asking about the food truck, listen, you're going to have to go take some crappy food truck jobs. You're going to serve $250, $300 worth of food, and you're going to call it a successful day. And then you're going to be 5 years into it, and you're going to be able to pick and choose what you do. My wife loves to say, get what you get and don't pitch a fit. You know, she don't say that to me. You know what I'm saying? I say that to her. I'm like, get what you get and don't pitch a fit. You know what I mean? But yo, it's hard. So
much fun.
Yeah, man. Be good to yourselves. Love everybody. Hit us up on all the social media at Chubb Fathers.
Hit up the Chubb Father. If you're ever, just follow him anyways, because he's a blast to follow. But if you're ever find yourself in the Birmingham area.
Can I tell him about the Feed the People initiative? Y'all can participate. Please.
There you go.
Anytime that you come into my restaurant, and you guys should do this, it's another secret to my success. Once again, we don't do it for this reason, but it is helped endear us to people. Anytime you come into our restaurant, you bring us two non-perishable food items. You get a drink on the house. We give you a little punch card. The 15th time that you do that, you get a meal on the house. And at the end of the week, I go and I match our guests' donations. So sometime this year, between the maturation process, the money we raised for disaster relief, serving folks in hurricanes with food trucks, we donated 300. We're well over 300,000 portions of food easily. And people want to talk about how awesome I am because we did that. No, that's not the point. See, what I did was this community donated 150,000 meals. I matched what they did. We make it so that people who eat with us on a regular basis, they go to the local grocery store and buy an entire flat of canned goods because they've got 15 cents in each can. That means they come into my restaurant, they pay 30 cents for a drink that would cost them $1.99. If they do that three times a week, they can come eat here a fourth time for almost free just in the money that they have saved by not paying for their drink. People are good. People want to help. People want to love each other. You have to give them a convenient, easy, unterrifying way to help and to make a difference. And if you have the balls to lead, people will follow.
Oh, God. Thank you. That's going. Hold on. That's got to go up here. If you have the balls to lead, people will follow. I am putting that up. This is going to be on YouTube. Deal with it.
You know, the other thing is,
I don't care.
You know, I probably spend more time washing dishes than a business owner should. But I trust my crew. You know what I'm saying? I can do dishes at my own pace. I can stand back there and watch them, see what's going on. I can be sneaky about it. But yo, listen, if you're having a problem with staff retention, this kind of goes back to that. Nobody is going to want to be on your team if you're not willing to be a teammate. Yes, you're going to be the coach. And yes, you're the boss and you're in charge because at the end of the day, it's your ass that's on the line. But if you're not willing to be a teammate, nobody is going to be willing to be on your team.
And while I agree with everything you just said, I'll take it one step sideways, not further, but sideways. I want to parallel that for a second because I have a weird kind of philosophy on this. I don't think your team needs to see you wash dishes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. No. I don't think they need that, though. I think some people think that that's how you lead. You become a great leader by doing their job or by doing a job that they don't want to do sometimes.
Let's be real. I'm just getting them off my clock an hour sooner. Come on.
There you go. But when I think of great leadership, like what you're saying here, if you have the balls to lead, people will follow. When I think of great leadership, I think of the Martin Luther King speech. I have a dream. And when you talk about like what you were saying, like people want to be taken somewhere. They want to go somewhere. They want someone to lead them. You said make it easier for them. Make it not hard for them to donate, and they will. People are good. Your team wants more. Your team isn't happy. It's not that they're not happy with you. They're just not happy.
They want more just like you want more. They may not tell you they want more because they're ashamed or embarrassed or don't believe it, but it's your job to get that out of them. It's your job to help them get more. It's your job to show them how to do it. When Martin Luther King started talking about his dream, and one of the lines of his dream is that his children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the character of their heart. When we talk about not being judged by the color of their skin, but the character in their heart, most of this country couldn't believe that. Most of the Black Americans in this country at that time couldn't even believe that that was possible. But someone had to have the balls to stand up and say it's possible. And they had to paint a brighter future, a future that people couldn't even believe in themselves. And then he had to say, come with me, come march with me. Not I'll stand there with you because that's what I'm supposed to do, but I'll stand there with you and I'll show you the way to your dreams. And we as restaurant owners have to do that. We have to show our team a path, not to your dream. Your team doesn't give a shit about your life. They care about their lives and they care about how much you're adding to their lives. And here's the best part about it. When you make their life better, when you help them achieve their goals, when you help them with a struggle that they're having, when you paint a brighter future for their life than they even believe themselves, and you help them on that journey, they achieve their goals. And when they achieve their goals, you achieve your goals. But not because you set out to achieve your goals, because you set out to achieve their goals. And like I said earlier, that's my mission. My mission is not my personal goals. My mission is to serve more of you. My mission is to help more of you. The more of you I help, the more of you help them. We all achieve our goals together.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes when an employee wants more, it has nothing to do with money.
It's
not. It has nothing to do with hours.
It's not.
It's about fulfillment. It's about wanting to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And these people are looking to you to lead them. And if you just look them in the face and say, this is about nothing other than my bottom line, deuces. You have to give them some substance. And there is not a job in the restaurant that Dr. King, my favorite thing that he ever said was, listen, if you're going to sweep streets to the best of your ability. Be the best darn street sweeper you ever seen. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's all right if you just rock a hot dog cart.
But to that point, it's easy for some of us to sit here and say that, well, that's what's missing in the world. My employees don't have that mentality anymore. That's how I got where I got, but not today, not my team, not my employees. And I say that's bullshit.
Yep. There's a sign that hangs in this restaurant that says, don't talk about it. Be about it.
But that comes from you. That comes from the leader. What you just said about if you're going to be a street sweeper, be the best. When your team comes in, yeah, your team might be a little lazy. They might be a little selfish. They might show up to work a little late. They may not have the passion for it. But do you? If you don't have the passion for it, if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't get excited about every burger that you sell, if your eyes don't light up from ear to ear when a guest walks through the door and you have the opportunity to serve that guest, your team won't light up either. If you look at the guest as an interruption of your work instead of the purpose of it, if you look at problems as an interruption of your work instead of the purpose of it, if you look at this through that lens, why would anybody work for you?
Listen, if your business is struggling and you don't understand that it's your responsibility to earn that person's money every single time that they walk through that door, you ain't gonna have too many guests. Look, I ask people on the regular.
If every guest who ever tried your restaurant was still a guest of your restaurant, you would not have time to think about marketing.
I ask my guest, did we exceed my expectations?
Oh, that's a change.
Did we exceed my expectations? Because my expectations is that you're going to walk through this door and we're going to piss excellence. That's my expectation. You know, because listen, if the food is just, if the food is great and the service sucks, they ain't coming back.
So we'll question this to a whole other level. But what I want you to ask yourself, I want you to walk up to a guest today. I dare every single person watching this video right now, or whenever you watch it, the day you watch this video or within 24 hours, walk up to one guest and ask if you exceeded their expectations. I dare you. I say that. Do you have the balls to even ask that?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do and we start having the balls to ask the question, did that hamburger exceed your expectations? Did we exceed your expectations? Did your meal exceed your expectations? You're going to get an honest answer. When we walk up to a table and say, how is everything? That's the weakest, most uninspired, most pathetic question you could ever ask. How is everything? Fine. How is everything? Fine. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear fine. It makes us feel good about ourselves. Ask if that hamburger exceeded your expectations and listen to what they say. And they may say no, but then ask why. Ask what you could have done different and get better the next day and get better the next day. And sooner than later, you'll be exceeding all of your guests' expectations for one reason only, because you know you're going to be asking them the question. You're going to raise your own bar. You're going to raise the bar of your team.
There's a reason why I'm like if you take the Googles and Yelps and Facebooks and all that stuff, I float somewhere in between the fourth and the sixth highest reviewed restaurant in the state of Alabama, consistently across gas stations, fine dining, Subways, wing stops, whatever you want. I kick them in the teeth. You know why? Because I'm damn good at my job, number one. But number two, I righteously care. If your food wasn't good, if your service wasn't great, I take that shit personally. And I'm gonna find out why. And I'm gonna make damn sure that it doesn't happen again. You know, if there is a problem, not only do I replace a person's meal, I refund their money, and then I give them a ticket to come back and get their next one on me. And I exceeded their expectation in that moment. And yes, okay, so I just gave away a whole $9 worth of my money. But if you're customer centric, you understand that, listen, I'm not righteously trying to please that customer. I'm trying to make an impression on that customer's kids, because before too much longer, that customer is going to die. And if you don't have the ability to serve their kids, then you have nothing.
And that right there, all of the philosophical reasons that you said, now let's just get businessy for a second. All right, fine. All right. You gave away $9. But no. I'm saying that's amazing. But what I'm saying is you just earned a relationship that's deeper than someone who comes in and loves their burger.
Mm-hmm.
The best customers I ever had when I was operating restaurants were customers that I royally screwed up and fixed. And then they come back the next day and they're like, hey, Ryan, I want you to meet my friends. I brought them in today and I told them about what you did yesterday. And they all said they want to eat at the restaurant where that happened. And now I have a personal relationship with her and four of her friends who know me as the guy who made her friend's day or flipped it around or whatever you want to call it. And then those people come in and they want to introduce me to their friends. Some of the best relationships you will ever have are the people that you royally screwed up on, but fixed it and fixed it right.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to admit that you made a mistake.
Who cares?
You know what I'm saying? Just go own it. I would rather somebody come in and tell me, yo, listen, I took my eyes off of that steak and it just got overcooked a bit. I'm sorry. I got you another one working already. I'm good. People are human. I mean, we're going to make mistakes, but if you don't own that, then...
And leave the food in front of them. Don't take it away.
Please leave the food in front of them. Oh, my God.
Don't take it away. I hate when I go to a restaurant and something's not right, and then they take it away, and now all my family's eating, and I got nothing in front of me. Like, yo, this wasn't right, but don't take it away from me. I'm still hungry.
No, because guess what? The people sitting in front of and behind and on either side are watching you deal with the situation. You are making an impression on your guests. And let me tell you, if you are snatching the food out in front of them and saying, well, we'll just remake it, that's not the right impression.
Well, because then it's the punishment mentality. It's the mentality of, well, if you didn't like it, then you don't deserve this right now. So we're going to remake it for you, but you need to be punished while we're remaking it for you.
Yeah, no.
Leave it in front of them. And in fact, bring them something
to your dog. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah. Chubb Father, man.
Ryan, brother.
How can we help? How can we help with the Feed the People initiative? What do you need?
Man, what I need is for other restaurateurs to give a damn about being their brother's keeper and figure out a way to do something. You don't have to do it how I do it. I get it.
Do you allow like other, do you have like rules for, like not rules, but like a framework for how this works that we can share with other restaurants? Is that something you need to work on together?
We actually only have one other restaurant that's in Mississippi that does it how we do it. And they have survived and flourished. And yeah, man, I'll send you that information. Look, I don't want credit, but what I would love is that if you are starting a Feed the People initiative of some sort, if you're doing a can drive or collecting food, whatever, hit me up and let me know, because I want to, I have 60, 70,000 people that I can reach on social media in a minute's notice. I want to tell them that if they're in your neck of the woods, to come see you. I want to celebrate you being willing to make a difference.
And how do they get, just if they just Google Chubb Father?
Yeah, man. Listen, make sure you put two B's in it though. Because if you Google Chubb Father with just one B,
you might not like what you see. Well, you might like what you might see.
Hey, that's, listen, you know, whatever you want to do, how you do you.
But if you want Will.
Yes. C-H-U-B-B.
Two B's.
Yes. And man, look, and like, listen, if you're on the fence and you don't know whether or not you think Ryan can help you, call me. 205-685-0950 is the restaurant's number. I will let you know exactly what he did for me and whether or not I think you should spend the money or not. I'll tell you honestly, I've had people call me and say, well, if I talk to Ryan, and then I'm like, no, dude, you're just bad at your job, close. But I've had people call me. Because you know, you got to be real with some people. Some people are not worth it. Some people got no business in this business. And it's just, we're just being real. But no, seriously, if you want a recommendation, and like I said, my experience wasn't what I imagine a typical experience with the restaurant boss is. And it's because I didn't want a typical experience, and Ryan was more than willing to offer a less than typical experience because it's the thing that was going to help me. Doesn't have an ego involved. He doesn't want to help you just so you can say, oh, look how many I've helped. 7,000 people. He ain't doing this shit for himself. The fact of the matter is he could have just kept opening and flipping in restaurants and made his money and played his golf and not gave a damn about none of them. That's not what he did. He chose to take his servant's heart to another level.
That's
all I have to say about that.
Appreciate Love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
All right, buddy. Be good. Yep. We're going to be in touch
here. Let's do this again.
I'd love it. Let's do this every week. This is awesome.
Hey, let me know.
I will. I'm gonna send you an email later this week. My brain's already spinning. We got to do more of this. This was awesome.
Cool, brother.
Peace. See you, pal. Enjoy.
Yep. How do I turn this off?
I'll just hit the end button right now. And
hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.